Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
So spring is here and it is time for spring cleaning. This is one of my favorite segments that we do every year. We talk about how to renew and refresh several of your different online options. Today, we are going to be talking about LinkedIn profiles. I have recently been teaching a lot of LinkedIn at the conference, and several different clients of ours who have requested LinkedIn information. Happy to do it. Love it. It's one of my favorite things. So let's talk about getting your profile where it needs to be. Okay, let's start with that. And I'm linear. I like to go from the top down. So first and foremost, you have to complete your profile. Yes, all of it. And LinkedIn is so geared for that. They want you to do it so much that they're going to remind you you have pieces missing every single time you log in. Hey, do you want to add your education? Hey, do you want to add your experience? They want it to be complete. So finish it the best that you can. And let's make sure you have all the elements down. So first and foremost, your URL. There are, I'm super lucky. My name, I'm the only one that has my name. But if your name is Becky Johnson, there is a good chance there are several thousand of those. And you have to stand out somehow. So you need to customize your URL in a way that makes sense for you to stand out, whether it's geographic, industry related, or specific to your title. Like if she was an MD, she might be Becky Johnson MD. If she is in a specific location, Becky Johnson BHAMAL, or industry related, Becky Johnson Social Media Manager or SMM. All totally fine to do with your URL to make it your own. I had one of the best URLs I've ever seen the other day about someone who's in the coffee industry, and her URLs, Q the Coffee. Genius. Just thought that was genius. So URLs first. The next thing people are going to see, or their eyes naturally going to go to, is your cover art. Now, so many people put cover art and it's attractive. It may look great. However, if it doesn't let people know what you do at a single glance, it's probably time to update that cover art. So if you don't know we do social media by taking a look at our cover art, then it needs to be updated. If I can't tell you're an accountant or a nurse or a wedding planner by taking a look at your cover art, it's time to be updated. There are some excellent templates inside Canva for that. And you can go type in LinkedIn cover. It will pull up literally hundreds of templates. And you can, once you have a template open, you can type in your industry and it will give you suggestions. You're also going to get different suggestions if you go to Elements and look under your profession inside Elements. It'll give you several other options as well, just so you know. Okay, the next thing down is your headshot. Your profile headshot. So profiles with photos are 21 times more views, and they're 36 times more likely to open to get messages. If you don't have a headshot, I mean, there's spammers and scammers on every single platform that just can't wait to engage with you. And validating that you're a real person helps solidify you across the board. So you want to make sure you have a current headshot that looks like what you look like now. People should be able to recognize you at a meeting you go to tomorrow from what your LinkedIn picture looks like today. If you're using your dog, your cat, your husband, your child, it is time to update it so that it is your face and it is from this century. Make sure that it looks like you look now. It defeats the purpose if you're using an older picture anyway. So under that, then you have the opportunity to put your job title. Well, you don't have to put your job title. CEO, business owner, founder, nobody cares. Tell me what you can do for me. It's all about what's in it for me. So I would suggest instead of a job title, go with a great headline. That field, that area now allows up to 220 characters. It's up from the previous 158. So you have more room to talk to people. Our headline is something like most businesses struggle with social media and we're here to help. Very simple. It tells you what we do immediately. One of the best ones of those I've ever seen was for an administrative professional for executives. And it said something to the effect of, I'm looking to be your gal Friday for the perfect executive whose life I can make easier. outstanding. It had all the keywords in it. It let you know exactly what she was looking for. It let you know who she was looking for. So that what's in it for me statement. And they take some time to craft. It's not something you're just going to come up with. Most people can't come up with it in minutes. It's like a really good elevator pitch. You just want to make sure that it works for you. So make sure it works for you. Now, if you're a PhD, I'm not telling you to omit your credentials. Don't do that. But I am saying that if you are certified in a very specific industry, other people may not understand those certifications, and you have to think about who's looking at your profile and speak to them. Now, if you're an engineer and you're looking for a job with other engineers and you need those skills listed right under your name, that makes sense. But if HR is hiring you and they don't understand what that means, it's not going to help you. So just food for thought. The next area down is your contact information. And you would be shocked at how many people have zero contact information. You need to at least have your URL, which will default to LinkedIn, will default it to that. Then you also want to have your work email and your work phone number. Now, you can have a generic location. If you work from home, don't put your home address. That's not safe at all. Your work address is great. Your work website is also great. If you don't want to list that, that's totally okay. But work email, work phone number, you want to make yourself accessible. And especially if you're job hunting, you may not want to talk on the phone, but the person who's recruiting you might. So make sure you make it accessible to your end user. Again, it's always about what's in it for me. It's never about you. It's always about the person you're talking to, just so you know. Okay, the next section down is going to be your summary, your about. Underneath your second from your headline, it is the most important thing that shows up for you simply because it's the area that most people go to. So they can figure out like that what you do, who you are, where you're from. The first two lines are going to show when people do a Google search or they search you on LinkedIn. So normally the formula we use, you are going to repeat your what's in it for me statement. You're going to go down and break into a new paragraph and you're going to tell people what you do or what your company does. And then the next paragraph, you're going to tell them why you're good at that, what your qualifications are. And you can swap those back and forth. You can focus on you for the second paragraph. I have just this many years of experience in this field. I increased revenue by this much. Were you talking about what you bring to the table? And you can bullet point out your skills or your certifications. And then under that, you could say, I work for a company that is this, this, and this, or I'm active in an industry that does this, 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 and this. But break it into pieces because most people don't read big chunks of information. And be as concise as you can because, again, most people don't want to read. They don't want to read a novella. They just want to get an idea. So make sure you're writing it in a way people can consume it. The next thing down is featured section. This is returned recently. They've gotten rid of the Creator Studio. You used to have Creator Studio to have featured, but as of February 2024, you can now just have featured without having because they're getting rid of Creator Studio. So featured gives you the opportunity to list or have available different pieces of media. You can actually have your whole resume listed. You can have articles you've been featured in. You can have articles you are mentioned in, articles you've written, articles about your industry. You can have video. I, again, saw some really good examples recently about having articles featured that featured the person whose profile it is. Anything, of course, that reflects positive light on you, that's something you want to share. And video outweighs everything else. So number nine, your connections. You do want to have, you want to get to 500 connections as soon as you can. Now, if you have 42 connections, do not flip out. You'll get there. And you get there a lot faster than you think you will. Just try to connect with a few people a week. That's all it takes. And one of the best way, if you don't know who to connect with, look in your industry. You want to look for people who are similar to your likes, interests, your industry. And then you want to look at your client base, those people who can hire you, or your coworkers, those folks, your colleagues that you spend time with. So bear that in mind. But you want to get to 500 as quickly as possible, just because once you hit 500, LinkedIn has decided that that's all that people need to know about you. So they won't say it won't say 652, it'll say 500 plus. So 500 is your goal. But if you're at 42, it's okay. You'll get there. Don't sweat it. The next thing down is your work experience. You want to make sure that you create an entry for every role that you've performed under each job title for that specific business. This is especially critical if you've been at this business or in this employed by the same organization for 20 plus years and you've held multiple jobs. Let people know what you did. Let people know you've worked your way up. That's important for that. The next section down is going to be education. Again, it's just like it sounds. Fill in your education, wherever you went to school, whatever your degrees are in, let people know right there. Endorsements are a little different because you can't actually ask for endorsements. People just have to give them to you. And the only thing I would tell you about that is to thank people when you get an endorsement. But you really don't. That's one of the, literally the only section you don't have any control over. People are going to do it or not do it. That's just the way that it is. The next, number 14, awards, I skipped recommendations at number 13. And recommendations are a good thing to have, but they're a difficult thing to get. People, even people who know you in real life, who love you, are slow to write a recommendation. So most people won't do it unsolicited either. So you're going to need to ask for those. A good rule of thumb is one for every 100 connections that you have. So if you have 500 connections, you want to have about 5 recommendations. Ideally, you want to have some from each job that you've held, but you want to focus on your current job because it's the one you've had the longest. It's the one where people are normally looking, when they look at your profile, it's the job they look at first. So if you want something specific, you have to ask for something specific. You have to ask people for what you want. So when you're filling out, you can send a request. And I hate to tell you this, but if you send out maybe 10 requests, you'll get one recommendation back. Again, people are just slow to respond and you have to be specific. Like if I was sending out a request, I might say, I would love it if you'd recommend me based on this job we did together where we came in under budget or this volunteer experience where we did this. Give them information where they can copy and paste and they don't have to reinvent the wheel when they're actually writing the recommendation. And you will have people who will ask you to write it and they'll just review it. And that's okay too, but get those recommendations. Awards and recognition, any award you've earned that's pertinent to your career, list it. If you're certified through HubSpot, list it there. If you're certified through LinkedIn, list it there, but let people know. Volunteer experience, 42% of hiring managers will value your volunteer experience as much as any formal position you've held. And you never know how people are connected. I say frequently, Birmingham is a small, big city. If you put on, let's say your volunteer experience includes Momentum Leadership, you never know who you're talking to might be an alumni, might have a junior executive that's in their upwards program. You might have something listed about Hand and Paw and they love animals. They have a special place in their heart for dogs or their husband is on the board for Hand and Paw. You never know the connections there. So make sure you list your volunteer experience. Group involvement is also a great way. It's really one of the best branding opportunities available because if you're involved in groups and you can be in up to 50 groups is a lot. I wouldn't do 50. I would do a few in my industry and a few with my target audience and a few in my demographic so that you have representation in multiple places without being overwhelmed. And you can focus on one thing at a time. If you're just getting started as a project manager, you may want to focus on other project management groups instead of your sorority or the school that you're an alumni for or your organization. You may want to focus on groups that are just only associated with your profession. It's totally up to you. But when you comment and post in those groups, you're much more likely to be seen. There are so many millions of people who are on LinkedIn, and the person who gets the recognition is the person who posts. That's just the way it is. Your profile is 5 times more likely to be viewed if you're active in groups. People will see your answers and look at your responses and go look at your profile. That's just the way it is. And I can't stress this enough. Regular activity is really what gets you seen. You are much more likely to be seen if you post regularly than if you pay for the LinkedIn Navigator where you can send in mails to profiles you're not connected to. Most people treat those like spam. I don't see a lot of value there. I'm big on organic and I love free. So I would highly recommend both of those things. But you're talking about a billion members on LinkedIn, and there's only 310 active monthly users. And out of those 310, only really about 3 million are contributors. So just by posting regularly, you're that much more likely to stand out. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to post six times a day. Post a couple of times a week. You're already way ahead of the curve. And we have some really great resources for where to find content. But next week, we are going to be talking about content and spring cleaning content. So that leads right into this. We're going to talk about maximizing your impact with content that works. And I am going to for sure talk about recycling content so that you can use stuff that worked before and you can use it again. You can make it look different, better. You can update it, upgrade it, and still use it. So that is it for me today. Thank you guys so much for joining me. If you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment. Feel free to send us a DM. And until next week, I am Karen Terradas with Social U, and I'm here to help. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.